أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
I'm very delighted this morning to talk to Mr. John Kukulis, candidate for the seat of Watson for the United Australian Party. Before we start talking about the party and the big ethnic selection of candidates that this party is offering at the moment, could we learn a little bit more about you, John?
Sure, absolutely. So I was born and bred in Bankstown. As I mentioned previously, I was born in 1982. I have two migrant parents that come from Greece. I'm a CEO of a registered training organisation, and I have a graduate degree in management. I have four children, I have a fifth on the way, and as far as I go as an individual, I'm very driven by family, by community, and now passionate about politics.
It's striking the ethnic variety of candidates that this party is offering. How come this party is paying so much attention to the ethnic vote, in your opinion?
If we look around, Australia is built on multiculturalism. Our party is a true cross-section of the Australian population. We're not professional politicians. We're everyday Australians who essentially have decided that the problems we're facing in Australia is no longer someone else's problem. It's our problem, and we're stepping up as a true cross-section of the community, wanting to make a genuine change that's in the best interest of Australia.
I would like to move on and talk to your seat of Watson.
Yes.
How you describe the concerns of people who live in your seat, that part of Bankstown maybe is
absolutely
part of it, and how you think you can address that? How are you going to convince the voters?
Sure. Look, I'm one of those people that you're referring to. So the concerns that you're referring to are concerns that I held myself, and that's why I'm standing for the seat currently today. We went through some of the harshest lockdowns in Australian history in the seat of Watson. We had curfews where we had to be in by 9 o'clock. We had the army walking the streets. We had police everywhere. It wasn't a very nice place to be during these last 2 years. Our children were limited with the exposure they could have. And we all know that when you isolate someone socially and economically, it has a devastating effect on the person and the people around them. So the main concerns that we had here is, number one, why are we being treated so unfairly? Number two, some of the mandates that they imposed on the seat of Watson just made no sense whatsoever. Thirdly, we felt unrepresented. I can tell you firsthand that before I decided to get into politics, I just went as an Australian citizen, walking around and speaking to people when I'll go get a coffee or whatever the case. And I did my own personal survey, and I surveyed over 1,000 people. And I said, what are your three main concerns currently? Number one, they felt they're unrepresented and their voice was not being heard.
John, your party is calling as well for a maximum 3% interest rate on home loans. And even you are warning that if this interest rate reaches 4%, more than 60% of Australians might lose their home and their mortgages. How are you going to maintain such a low interest rate, in your opinion?
Okay. Look, the first thing about the interest rates is we've got to understand why the UAP, as a party, we decided to go ahead with making sure that the interest rates remain at 3%, capping it at 5 years. We've got a $1 trillion debt, inflation's at 3.5%, wage rise is only at 2.3%, cost of living has gone up. So we understand that people now are struggling to survive on a day-to-day basis. A lot of people have borrowed a lot of money for their mortgages, and what will happen when the interest rates do rise, because this isn't a theory, the RBA, all the four banks, everyone is suggesting the same thing, that we're going to have multiple interest rate rises. Once that happens, people are going to have to default on their mortgages and lose their home. And one of the great things about being an Australian and living in Australia is living the Australian dream of owning your own home. Now, unfortunately, we've been put in a position where now that's at risk. How are we going to manage that? And how we're going to keep it at 3%? Well, it's from a combination of things. Number one, we're going to put a licensing fee on iron ore exports to Asia at 15%. We've pledged that every cent of revenue that comes from that license fee will go to pay off the national net debt that Labor, Liberal and the Greens have put us in. We can do this over a 20-year period. If we go by the budgets that Labor and Liberal put out, it's going to take 180 years for them to do that. That's a burden that we shouldn't have to carry as Australian. But that's a decision, that's as a result of the decisions that they made. We are also going to bring back $1 trillion of super from North America and Europe to reinvest in our economy, to stimulate our economy, to create more manufacturing locally so we're not so reliant on external parties. We're going to create zonal tax so people can move out to the regions and live that Australian dream and buy a home and own a home and have the kids grow up and play in a front yard.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.